Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, welcome to another episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast. We are in the midst of our series on Keys to My Head, my latest album, taking a listen to and talking about each of the songs on that album. We're up. We're hitting the halfway mark. Song number six, Ragged Set of Claws. That's what we'll talk about in this episode. So we'll give a listen to Ragged Set of Claws and then chat about it on the other side.
I have trouble getting used to me. Some nights I fight a ragged set of claws. They're a ragged set of claws, yeah. Brave adventures were my future. When I dream myself a hero's cape and hood, but every time I leave my Batcave these days, some clever joker shows me why I should stay cave-bound for good. I should stay cave-bound for good, yeah. My hours have grown narrow. Eat, sleep, do my job. My friends increase their distance. It's taken years just to grow this ragged set of claws. Oh, it's a ragged set of claws. Just starting out is always lovely. It's when we write the stories we believe, yeah, yeah. But down the road we meet the monsters, yeah. In the battle is when we see we've been deceived. Yeah, the monster is me. I've been deceived, yeah, yeah, yeah. My hours have grown narrow. Eat, sleep, do my job. My friends increase their distance. It's taken years to grow, just to grow. Oh, my hours have grown narrow. I eat, I sleep, I do my job. All my friends who seem so distant, took me years just to grow this ragged set of claws. Oh, it's a ragged set of claws. It took me years to grow this ragged set of, this ragged set of claws. This ragged, this ragged set of claws.
So that is the studio version of Ragged Set of Claws. I say studio version. It is on the new album, Keys to My Head. This is the one song that had been previously released, but only as a live version. I wrote this. This is the oldest of the songs. Everything else is like really pretty brand new, but I wrote Ragged Set of Claws probably in 2018, and it appears, a live version of it appears on 2019's Live in the Black Hills 2. So we're not going to listen to that today, but but I would encourage you to, if you want to hear where that song got started, where it what it sounded like in its raw form, then that not too many changes actually. A few things I did, and really because I felt like the song was a really good song. I'm proud of the song, and so I felt like it deserved to have its own studio version, not just a, you know, not just a live version. So and because of the nature of this album, Keys to My Head, being as introspective as it is, it seemed like a really good fit for this album. So we'll talk a little bit about that. You may have heard there at the end, and we'll talk about the sound at the beginning of the song too. But there at the end, just right at the very end, just a little, kind of a little, almost a little insect or alien monster sound. Well, that's one of the things that I wanted to do in this. This song is about monsters in one way or another. So there is that little monster sound that I worked through and created with using keyboard, and that happens there at the end, right at the very end. It kind of happens kind of in the middle. There's a middle part that we'll talk about, and then at the very beginning, of course, as with all the songs on this album, I'm beginning each song with a sound recording. And the sound recording at the beginning of this song is the clipping of nails. The song is, of course, called Ragged Set of Claws. And so we have the clipping of toenails there at the beginning. But just under that, that you can hear, sometimes you might not hear it, depending on what you're listening to. If you're, you know, popping this on in the car or something, you might not notice it, but, which is intentional. It's more of a subliminal thing. But then underneath the clipping of the nails, you can hear the little monster sound. And then of course that returns there in the middle, at the middle part, along with some other things. We'll talk about that when we get to that part of the song, maybe. Let's take a look at our lyrics, and we'll talk a little bit about how this song came about and all that good stuff. So I did write the song in 2018 as part of a contest, actually, here in my hometown, a business kind of hosted a songwriting contest that I did not win with this song, and that business is no longer, don't believe it's still around, but you know what, I got this song, and so however they can, you know, that's one thing about songwriting, whatever brings about the song, you're thankful for that. That's great. I'm thankful for the business, and its decision to put forward a little songwriting contest. And I don't even care that I didn't win. I feel good enough about the song that I'm not too concerned about that or threatened by it, which is, I think, an important thing for a songwriter. By the way, I'll just say this on the side. If you allow everyone else's opinions about your songs to weigh too heavily on you, and I'm not saying they shouldn't weigh on you. I definitely am a proponent of getting feedback and taking into account what others think. But you've got to be discerning about that. You've got to know, one, who am I getting this feedback from, and do they have a taste and an opinion that I actually respect? And two, what do I do with that information? Because some people will want to tell you how your song should be, and no one gets to tell you that except you. You can take what they say, and you can say, I'm going to take that into consideration, and I'm going to evaluate what I want to do with my song based on what they've said. But you don't turn over authorship to someone else, and you don't turn it over to them inside your brain either, so that you're not happy with whatever it is you've done, unless you get the thumbs up from somebody out there. That's a sure way to end your songwriting. So anyway, song that started as an entry for a contest, Ragged Set of Claws. I'll mention this right off the bat. It may come up later. The title... I believe may have come first, which is rare for me. But in a case of a contest, it's not, you know, when you have a contest or a prompt, obviously that kind of you get an idea and then you write toward that idea. Most of the time I start with a feeling or a musical element or something, and I let it draw me toward whatever the key big idea is. In this case, I think I did start with something, and it was this idea of the ragged set of claws, which has always been a compelling phrase to me. It is a phrase that I did not develop. It came from a T.S. Eliot poem called The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, which is an incredibly famous modernist poem by T.S. Eliot. And it's about in real extreme brief summary, a kind of a sad little man who is unable to find love and feels like he probably will never be able to find love. But a line near the end, he says, I should have been a ragged set of claws scuttling across the ocean floor. So he's feeling like he should have been some creature in the dark depth of the ocean rather than this man doomed to move among others much more lovely than himself, and be unable to make the connection he wants to make. So now that's not the theme of this song, but that is the image that sparked the beginning of the writing. And so there are some connections there, but I think that the idea of this song probably went in a slightly different direction. It is more personal than just, it's not purely a fiction. And so I was drawing on some of my own thoughts, and I have not had a problem with love in my life. I feel very loved. I have a wife of nearly 34 years, two wonderful adult daughters, a grandson, lots of love there, plenty of friends. I'm not feeling like J. Alfred Prufrock. However, that said, this is an introspective sort of song, so we'll get into some of those themes here in a minute. So let's begin. I am not the man I used to be. I am not the boy I was. Some days I have trouble getting used to me. Some nights I fight a ragged set of claws. A ragged set of claws. So I think as I entered into the writing of the song, I began probably with proof rock, but quickly made the connection with myself as far as changes that happen. And I think the changes that are fundamental in my own life have to do with setting out to be or to do some particular thing and realizing that that's not what's going to happen, that something else is going to happen. And I can either be upset about that, I can either fight against that and tenaciously fail to give up on the impossible future I had dreamed, or I can begin to make peace with what is actually developing, which is what I think we all try to, we all attempt to do. And sometimes it's not comfortable. Some days I have trouble getting used to me. Some days I have trouble feeling okay about the direction I've gone. There are things that I would love to have done that I probably will not do. And yet if I harbor those too much, then I miss what I have done. I miss sight of that. I miss sight of who I have become. And yet these elements of falling short, certainly, and I can say this based on very, very recent nights, some rather sleepless, can result in dreams. Some nights I fight a ragged set of claws. I fight a monster in my dreams. Now, in this first verse, of course, we're not saying who or what that monster is, but this is a man who has grown into something other than what he thought he would be. And some nights he fights a ragged set of claws, and that's what we know at this point. And so, you know, part of good writing is not revealing all at once. And so there is the hint in this, and that's why the monster sound is there. You know, at this point, I'm hoping you're maybe thinking, what is this, like a monster song? What is it? Like, what is he fighting at night? All of that. And so we move on to the next verse. Brave adventures were my future. Back when I dreamed myself a hero's cape and hood. But every time I leave my bat cave these days, some clever joker shows me why I should stay cave-bound for good. I should stay cave-bound for good. And I think in the original version I said, I mean, that was actually the second time was a question, should I stay cave-bound for good? So proud of, you know, referencing Batman, you know, trying to tap into the superhero thing that's real popular these days, I guess. No, when I was a kid, I used to watch, of course, it was the original TV show. And I remember running around my house with a towel wrapped on my neck, going, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman. And I did that for hours, and I could entertain myself for hours doing that. I had one other little friend who lived right next door. His name was Sean, and we would do that together. Excuse me. Unfortunately, Sean was the type of person, and he was, I think, maybe slightly older than me. But I had recently moved to town, and so he had established himself a little more. So he ended up being Batman, which, of course, left Robin for me, which, as wonderful as Robin was, no one ever wants to be Robin. You know, you want to be Batman. But that's That's beside the point. You know, you dream yourself a lot of heroic things. You imagine all kinds of important things. We all do that. We want, as human beings, we want to do important things. We want to do big things. We want to make make a big difference in the world, I think. But then you get to that place where you have a bat cave, that safety that you pull back into. Well, you make your schemes, you make your plans of what you're going to do. And for me, at least, as an introvert, it sometimes becomes more difficult to leave the bat cave. Because when you go out there, you meet those jokers. And you say, wow, I don't know, is this worth it? Is this worth it? Coming out to do something important, do something heroic, do something worthwhile, valuable. If I'm going to come up against opposition every time, and there's nothing worse than laughing opposition. I mean, the Joker was such a perfect character because not only was he evil, he was laughing all the time at you and at your misfortune and at his own destructiveness. And so you begin to wonder, especially if you're an introvert, man, should I just stay in the bat cave? Should I just stay? What's going on? And so near the end of this, that verse, we move into the chorus. My hours have grown narrow. Eat, sleep, do my job. My friends increase their distance. It's taken years to grow this ragged set of claws. This ragged set of claws. So, you begin to withdraw. And I've always been a person who questioned, you know, am I staying connected enough with my friends? Because it's never been an easy thing. Not because I don't like my friends, but because staying connected at a distance takes a lot of energy, especially when you're an introvert. And I've always felt a little guilty about that. I've always felt a little bad about that. I've always felt really good when I had a friend that I could just pick things up where we left off when we got back together. But generally speaking, that only works if your friend is somewhat as introverted as you are and okay with that. Because many friends, and I don't say this in a negative sense, many friends expect to have the friendship serviced. And that's only fair. I mean, it's somewhat unfair to expect a friendship to continue to grow and to live and to exist when you don't do anything to feed it, to nurture it, to keep it alive. Or you do the bare minimum. I mean, we don't do that with, hopefully, we don't do that with spouses, with children, with parents, with family members, with close friends who live in town with us. But sometimes maybe we expect that to work with friends who are far away. So I think some of this is what's turned into this ragged set of claws. And it's a question, what is it that I do? that keeps friends distant? What is it that I do that pares down my social circle to a very small circle? And do I intend to do that? Should I reconsider how I'm spending my days and my hours that have grown narrow, eating, sleeping, and doing my job? Do I spend enough time focused on those other things, on those social things, on maintaining social connections? So then we get to the instrumental that's kind of in the middle. It's not a big instrumental. It's just kind of at the end of that first chorus. And so I wanted to do something once again with the monster. And the monster sound comes in a little bit there, but what we get building up is the organ, kind of a variation on a Phantom of the Opera or something, and you can picture this monster from behind. If I were going to make the music video, which I haven't, I would see the monster from behind looks like a man, but then you see his hands playing the organ, and you notice the claws on the hands, but the organ music builds up till the very end when you hear that screech, screech, screech from the shower scene in Psycho, and then boom, we're out of it, back into the next verse. So just a hint of this monster again, and we get to this last verse. Just starting out is always lovely. It's when we write the stories we believe. Down the road, we meet the monsters. In the battle is when we see we've been deceived. Yeah, the monster is me. So, an acknowledgement that there in the beginning, we write the story that we believe that kind of guides us, this story of who I am, of my identity, of what a good person is and how I fit that. And we get frustrated because things don't go the way we want. And we blame a lot of monsters. A lot of monsters, and maybe there are some monsters, some external monsters that we can blame for some things, but at some point that runs thin because you realize, you know, I've got some culpability in this. I've got some sharp claws that come out every once in a while. Maybe I'm the monster. Maybe the reason it hasn't always worked out the way I wanted it to was because I got in the way. I drove some of those folks away. So we get to the final chorus. My hours have grown narrow. Eat, sleep, do my job. My friends increase their distance. It's taken years to grow, just to grow. My hours have grown narrow. I eat, I sleep, I do my job. All my friends, they seem so distant. It took me years just to grow. This ragged set of claws, this ragged set of claws, this ragged set of claws. And so kind of a sad song, but as I said earlier, an introspective song, a song that says, hey, maybe I've laid some blame elsewhere. And I need to look closer to home. And I always wonder about that, especially when those dreams come, you know, those bad dreams. And, you know, difficult things happen and difficult people we have to engage with. And those often give us bad dreams. But I think a big piece of the bad dream is at some level maybe grappling with myself and saying, how did I deal with that? How should I have dealt with that? What did I not think of? What did I just give up on? Is this whole mess at some level my own fault? And I don't know that just racking myself with guilt is a healthy place to be. It's no more healthy than J. Alfred Prufrock deciding that he should have been a set of ragged claws scuttling across the ocean floor. That's not really a healthy thing, but I think it is healthy to reflect and to say, am I going through life like a victim, blaming everyone else? And there may be plenty of blame to go around for whatever garbage is happening to me or to my family or to my in my life. But there's always going to be some garbage. What is it that I'm not noticing that I could do? And usually that has to do with some change that I could make, some different direction that I could take, some better, greater balance that I could achieve. And so I think it's sort of about that. And it's about noticing what are my sharp edges, you know, in a real literal sense. Do I keep clawing people? When I reach out and try to be caring and loving, do I accidentally claw them because I haven't trimmed down these sharp claws? And what does that look like? I don't know. I've known people like that, I'm saying, you know, possibly in some ways, I have been guilty of that. But I've known people like that who I think were reaching out in genuine care and genuine concern, but they had sharp edges. And every time you got help or advice or time spent with them, you also came away with a few scratches. So I think becoming aware of that, and the only way to be aware of that is to be a little more attentive to the people around you. What messages are they giving you? This kind of goes back to what we said at the beginning about songwriting. It's not that I believe everything that others would have me believe about myself. But if people shrink back, if people have to recover, if people have to find some healing after they have been around me, that I should be aware of that. I should notice that, because there may be some things I need to take care of. I may be inadvertently clawing those I intend to be kind to. So there we have it. Ragged Set of Claws, song number 6, halfway through a 12-song album called Keys to My Head. You've received several keys to my head thus far. We'll get the rest in the next 6 weeks. Thank you for joining me again. You can get all my music, links to all my music for download or for purchase, and find my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. I'm reminding people of my new project, which is more or less a children's set of children's songs that will be an album in July of 2021. But right now they're coming out as singles under the name Nana Papa. That's myself. I'm Papa, and my wife, Nana. We are Nana and Papa because we just had our first grandchild, Fox. And so that inspired us to do some songs, learning and teaching songs for families. And they are not just children's songs. They are songs maybe that give parents and grandparents and children opportunities to talk about important things. So look for that. Got two singles out right now and more on the way, so I'm excited about that. Thanks for spending some time with me here on Dance and Moon Songcast. We will look forward to seeing you, or at least talking with you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Stay tuned and be well.